It doesn't have something to do with actually lying, because the Gemara says there, in the one situation, we brought seven different cases in the Gemara, in the one situation where, you know, the Rebbe says to the Talmud, you know that I wouldn't be making this up, because I'm incorruptible, nobody would bribe me, but this guy owes me a lot of money, and I only have an Eid Echad, and you can't be, you know, Motzi Mammon on the basis of Eid Echad, you can be Mechayev Shvua, Kishem and Kach, you know, in the Rambam. He says, so why don't you stand there and, you know, provide the, you know, second testimony to something which is objectively true. And the Gemara calls that Vaday Shikura Kamishakra, because he has no idea whether or not it's true. That's not Midavar Sheker Tirchak. Midavar Sheker Tirchak would be for him to show up and not to say anything, just to stand there, you know, for intimidation purposes. And then maybe the guy is going to, you know, sort of spill his guts. So that would be a Midavar Sheker Tirchak kind of a scenario. So, you know, that it goes along with all of the other cases that we spoke about in the Gemara. For example, the first case of where you say something that, you know, you have your own libo nokfo. Ephraim, it's a situation where you say, said something and say, I'm not sure that I'm right. But you can come up with various terutim. Everybody's had that moment in a chavrusa where they, you know, they're now saying things that they don't really believe, you know, but again, it's not objective for the falsehood, but there's kind of subjectively a sense of dissonance about it. That was the first case. And the second case of, you know, a dayan, he shouldn't have a Talmud bor lefanav, not because the Talmud has said anything yet, but he's alul lechach. You know, there's a raglayim ledavar that he might. You know, the dayan who's not really comfortable, you know, with the situation, but he says, look, the Edom testified, al pishnai medim yakum davar, you know, and they're the ones who ultimately are going to bear the responsibility. That was the din meruma case. So they're all pointing this direction of a harchaka mida oraisa, midvar sheker tirchak. So that was my suggestion, aliba de beishamai in the Gemara and Ksuvos, that beishamai knew that when you say kalana v'chasuda, you could get your lawyer up there to say, no, he didn't really lie, he meant na b'maseha, but, you know, beishamai says, you know, get real. We know what you're saying, we know what illusion you're creating, and as such, that is the definition of midvar sheker tirchak. So let's take a look at the Rambam. Well, this is first in Hilchos Sanhedrin, really covered the Gezeila Ve'aveda piece, Perek Chav Aleph. We can get to Chav Dal today, great. But otherwise, we'll get to that tomorrow. We'll be able to wrap up everything, God willing, on Erev Shabbos. So the Rambam says the following. This is Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chav Aleph. Maybe we can get to Chav Dal as well. Minayim Adayin Shalei Yaseh Melitz Ledvar Shel Baal Din, Shenemar Midvar Sheker Tircha. Again, he wouldn't be lying, but he's sort of, you know, providing an assist. Melitz in the language in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, and also actually the end of Sefer Bereishis, so already, you know, Hamilitz Ben Osam, the translator, the one who's going to be able to, put the Tainos in the correct formulation so as to be Mezakeh B'din. So he's not making up any fact pattern. He's not, you know, spinning yarns out of whole cloth. But what he's doing is, tipping the scales of justice. Ela Yomar Mashiniralo V'yishtok. Right, and he certainly can't be a toein. You know, he certainly can't, you know, take sides in the court case. And so, be very concrete about it, the Rambam says, so then one guy shows up with one witness. So he shouldn't say in that situation, right, by the way, you know, one witness is insufficient, because who knows, maybe the person, you know, the nitan, who the claim is being made against, will confess. You know, how do you know that he knows al pishnai medim yakum davar? Maybe he'll be willing to tell the truth. So why tip the scales of justice in that way? Halavai sheyode v'yomar emes heid. He'd say, you know what, he's right, I really do owe $1,000. Achi yiton hu v'yomar yidachad hu v'eino ne'man alai. So you're an umpire, you're not supposed to insert yourself into the proceedings. V'chein kol kayotze bazeh. This is all, you know, part of the rubric of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Ra Adayin Zchus Lecha Mehen Ubaldin Mevakesh Amra Venu Yodei Lechaber Hadvarim Oshiro Mitzdar Lahatzo Atzom Betainas Emes Ubnei Hachema Ve'akas Nisalik Menu Unishtanish Menu Hasichlas Harezem Mutar Lesadom Me'ad Lavino Tchila Sadavar Mishum Sach Picha Le'ilim Vetzarech Lisyashi B'davar Zaharbe Shelo Yeke Orchei Hadayanim. So this is the most fascinating part of the Rambam. The Rambam says there is, of course, a concept of Sach Picha Le'ilim, that you see somebody, you know, who's trying to say something, you know, to be absolutely correct, right? But he's unable to do so because, you know, he's very upset, he's flustered. This actually does happen. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure in the courtroom. And so he can't make the taina for him. That is a dvar sheker tirchak situation, even though the taina is absolutely true. And the dying can see that the taina is true. He can't do that for him because that's too much in one direction. On the other hand, he can, as the Rambam says, he can give him the tchilas hadvarim. So I think you're trying to say something about X. And you can't go any further than that. And the Rambam says, you know, in the spirit of Hevu Mesunim Badin, right, not just in terms of the result, but the process also. This balance between Psach Picha Le'ilim on the one hand and Dvar Sheker Tirchak, this requires decades of experience. This is a really, really hard job for the Dayan. Right? And so that's exactly what the Rambam says. I'm quoting, of course, from the Mishnah in which takes us back to where we start, right? Chacham Yisar B'dvreichem Shem Yitochem Yom Dilu Shaker, and right next to the Mishnah, about Tas Atzvachem Ko'orche Adayanim, Ba'al Edim Omdim Lepanecha Yubinecha Rishoyim, Niftarim Lepanecha Yubinecha Ketzadikim B'shah Shekiblu Aleihem Esadim. Next Rambam, three Prakim later. Minayin Ladayin Sheyodea B'din Shehu Meruma, Shelo Yomar Echad Chenu V'yakolo Taloi B'tzabari Ha'edim, Tamad Omar Midvar Sheker Tirchak. That came straight from the Gemara in Shavuos. So Ketzad Yasin, here's the Rambam's incredible, you know, formulation is halacha. Yidrosh bo v'yachkar harbe b'drisha v'chakira shal dinei nefashos. He should apply the incredibly high standards of dinei nefashos, even if it's not in nefashos' case. Yim niro l'fidaito she'in bo ramos, chote chesadin al pi ha'edis, aval im hayalibo nokvo she'yesh bo ramos. That this is, you know, a very well-concocted scheme. Just give me a second. O'in she'dato samechas al dibre ha'edim, aval p'shenu yachol apaslan. Right, there's nothing that's actionable here in terms of, you know, it's not like one of them is puzzle edos, their brothers or something like that. And the edim themselves may not be aware. They're unwitting participants in a scheme that's been concocted by this, you know, malign actor. Misusarim v'inamrotzim legalosim kol elu hadvarim v'chayotze v'hen. Second, osur lo lachtoch oso hadin. He is not allowed to be party to that, even though it's a subjective feeling. El yisalik atzum b'din zeh v'dinenu mishalibo shalim badavar. Let another dayan come in. But if you yourself, now this is again the outer limit of Dvar Sheker Tirchak Ezra because it's subjective, right? Some dayan else can come in and say, alpishnayim edim yakum davar, I'm comfortable with this. I don't see anything, I'm not sensing anything, but, you know, Levi Yodei Amar Asnafsho kind of a thing for a Dayan. But the Dayan, he's sensing that there's some, if you do something enough, once you develop, in any field, once you develop enough experience, you develop an instinct. Mashu kan lo beseder. And even if the Edim are kasher, and you know, you can't apostle them, and they pass the basic standards, even after doing the Drisho Chakir Shaldin and the Pashos, Omer ki amishbat lelokim hu. My share, they know what I think about that pasuk, right? Ki amishbat lelokim hu is that ultimately he's going to have to answer to God, and if he feels he can't answer to God on this one, so then this is also, you know, a dvar sheker tirchak situation. So this to me is the outer limit because you're now getting into a realm that's almost entirely subjective. As the Rambam says, the dvar hamasur lelev. It's a very, very powerful expression of the idea that midvar sheker tirchak does not mean to do something that's dishonest, but even something that makes you uncomfortable. Even though al pi halacha, you know, strict ikar hadin, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. Midvar sheker tirchak, that is a mandate that gives a heter for a dayan to essentially recuse himself from a case on the basis of subjective discomfort. It's a remarkable thing. Pick it up there tomorrow.